we inform.
Our work isn't easy. It was never intended to be easy. Our job as Christians is to be faithful, even if we aren't successful.
We equip.
Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
And we activate.
All God asks of you is faithfulness. That's it. Your availability is what he's concerned about.
Transforming American culture and giving aid to the church here and abroad. This is AFA at the Core on American Family Radio with your host, Walker Wildman.
Welcome to the show. Glad to be with you today. AFA at the Core is the name of the show, and I'm your host, Walker Wildman, here on American Family Radio Network. Once again, the name of the show is AFA at the Core, where we discuss the core values of American Family Association. And if you want to find out more about AFA, you can always visit our website, afa.net. And if you click on the Who We Are tab, you'll find our core values there on our website. One of the core values that we have here at AFA is marriage and family. Another one of our core values is religious liberty. Another core value is the sanctity of human life. And another core value is stewardship. Religious liberty is another core value, and biblical morality. And lastly, evangelism and discipleship. We have six core values here that guide our work here at American Family Association and guide our work at American Family Radio, which is a division of American Family Association. Don't forget to check out our website, afr.net. When you're on our website, you can check out my podcast page, the AFA at the Core podcast page at afr.net. Also, if you download the AFR app, you can listen to my AFA at the Core podcast there on the App Store. So, multiple ways for you to keep up with the show, to keep up with AFA at the Core, and to listen to my weekly show however you please, whenever you would like. Don't forget to download our app, AFR app, on your Apple or Android device. Takes you just a couple minutes. We're also on Roku devices. We're also on Apple TV devices. So we try to make sure AFR is available however you listen to podcasts. One article I want to bring your attention to before we jump into the news of the week. This is my latest blog on our website, on AFA.net's website, on our blog site. I write a monthly blog there for American Family Association. The blog I wrote this week is fitting, considering Father's Day is just this weekend. The title of my blog this week, this month, is Marriage and Family, A Journey of Joy and Memories. And I'll just encourage you to go to afa.net and read that blog. I'll also post it on my podcast page. But what I talk about, and then I'll tease it a little bit, and then you can go read for yourself. But what I address is how culture views marriage and family, and then how Scripture, how Christians, how we should view marriage and family. And I end with the fact that we need to be viewing marriage and family through a positive lens, through a biblical lens. It is a gift from God. Parenting is a gift from God. And so we need to treat this institution of family just as God instructs us to. And how we do that is we apply Romans 12 when it comes to how we view marriage. We need to not be conformed with how the world views marriage, with how the culture views marriage, but rather we need to be transformed. Our minds need to be transformed to view marriage how God views it. That's how we're called to view marriage, how God views it. And if you want to know what God has to say about it, In Proverbs 18, God says, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." Psalm 127 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward." So, Scripture is clear. God's character is clear when it comes to how He views family, and more specifically, how He views one man, one woman marriage. That is how He designed it. So go to our website, afa.net, and check out my blog. The blog title, once again, is Marriage and Family, A Journey of Joy and Memories. Jumping into the news of the week, speaking of religious liberty, which is one of our core values that I mentioned a few minutes ago, the Supreme Court of the United States put out a major opinion this week, a major ruling that had to do with a Catholic adoption agency in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the city of Philadelphia, And this case has been going through the court system for the past 3 years, but here are the basic tenets of the case, and then I'll tell you the outcome. This Catholic adoption agency based in or with one of its offices in Philadelphia, it's been serving the Philadelphia area for over 200 years. Yes, you heard that right. This Catholic adoption agency has been serving Philadelphia for 200 years. And they had long contracted with the city of Philadelphia until the city of Philadelphia learned that this Catholic adoption agency does not place children in homes that are not one man, one woman marriage for life homes. Meaning this adoption agency, this Catholic agency, did not place children in homes of homosexual partners, same-sex partners. So what does the city of Philadelphia do? Well, they discriminate against this Catholic group and they sever their contract with this Catholic adoption agency because the Catholic adoption agency would not kowtow and forfeit their religious beliefs and place children in same-sex homes. The Supreme Court ruled that the decision of the city of Philadelphia was blatantly unconstitutional. The decision was ruled 9-0. 9-0, the Supreme Court ruled that the city of Philadelphia violated the First Amendment rights of this Catholic adoption agency. This is a huge legal victory at the Supreme Court for Christian organizations, for Christian adoption agencies across America, that they have the freedom, they have the liberty, they have the God-given right to operate their organization according to Scripture, according to what God says about human sexuality and about marriage and family. Marriage is clearly between one man and one woman. It's been that way since the dawn of creation. That is how God designed marriage. And the Supreme Court said just this week that Christian adoption agencies can hold firm to that belief. And that is a good news item. That is a good legal news story out of Washington, D.C. So something to be proud of there. And that shows, this further emphasizes why it is so critical that Christians, not only individuals, but Christian entities, business owners, that they not be afraid to fight, to litigate, to sue, to defend their beliefs in through the court of law. Because had this Catholic adoption agency just folded and caved and Philadelphia, we would not have this legal victory, this legal precedent today. So it is critical that we fight, critical that we litigate, critical that we defend our First Amendment rights when necessary. And I thank God for all the Christian law firms out there that are doing pro bono work to defend our First Amendment rights, one of our first amendments to the U.S. Constitution, the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, religious freedom. The freedom to believe something and to live out what you believe. So good news there out of Washington, D.C. In the second segment here in a few minutes, we're going to have on Todd Starnes, host of the Todd Starnes Show. Todd Starnes used to be with Fox News, used to be with Fox News Radio. Now he's running his own outfit, and he's host of the Todd Starnes Show. We'll have him on just in a few minutes to talk about the news story out of San Francisco and how many retail stores are just fleeing San Francisco because of the crime spike, because of the massive numbers of crime taking place in San Francisco and other liberal cities. So we'll talk to Todd Starnes about that just here in a few minutes. A couple other items I wanted to make sure I mention is, look, the Republican Party, I talked about this a little bit last week, the Republican Party platform is a very good platform. The issue we have today is that we have people running the Republican Party that do not firmly believe in the very principles and the platform that consists, that make up the Republican Party. And we had the chairwoman of the GOP, of the Republican National Committee, put out a tweet praising LGBT plus Pride Month, homosexual, transgender, sexual deviancy Pride Month, which is nothing to be proud of. We had Ronna McDaniel, the GOP chairwoman, put out a tweet praising, celebrating this month, the month of June. And here is our one piece of advice here from American Family Association. Moving forward, do not send your money to the national political parties, whether it be Republican or Democrat. Do not send your money, your campaign contributions, to the national political, to either national political party, whether it be Republican or Democrat. Because these folks running these national parties do not firmly believe the same thing that you and I do. Instead, I would encourage you, we would encourage you here at AFA to support candidates directly. We're not talking parties here. We're talking any candidate for public office that you like, that you believe what they believe, that you support. You should send your campaign contributions directly to that candidate. There are good men and women running for public office all across the country from all backgrounds. Some are Republicans, some are independents, some are not affiliated with any party. But be warned, take note. If you send your money to the National Republican Party, it is not going to be spent to elect conservatives. Instead, it is going to be spent electing people who do not necessarily firmly believe the same things that you and I do. Once again, should you support candidates for public office, you should send your money directly to those candidates. Do not filter it through any political action committee, through any party. Send it directly to the candidates to ensure that people you agree with, that you're supporting, that money is spent directly on their campaign and not to elect Republicans in name only. AFA at the Core, I'm your host, Walker Wildman. We'll be back in a few minutes with our guest, Todd Starnes.
Pastor Erwin Lutzer from the American Family Studios documentary, The God Who Speaks.
When Paul said to Timothy, preach the word, what Paul was saying is everything that you teach in the church has to be rooted in Scripture. Now, I believe very strongly that it has to be rooted in Scripture. It has to be applied to each generation, so the applications may change. But the basic doctrines, the teachings, have to be the foundation of everything that we preach. So it's not a matter of human ideas. It is actually a matter of being committed to the integrity of Scripture, studying it in context, so that we can say with authority that what we are teaching is based on God's Word, not our ideas, nor our word.
Visit thegodwhospeaks.org.
Every day they get up, put on their uniforms, and walk out their doors in order to keep our families safe. They never know what they'll face, but they face it anyway with bravery and determination. There's been so much hatred toward law enforcement lately that we can't emphasize enough just how important it is for us to lift up our local peace officers, to let them know how much we appreciate them for all they do for our communities. That's why Sunday, June 13th has been set aside as a day of prayer for law enforcement. Please help spread the word to your family, your friends, and especially your pastor. You can get more information and suggestions for ways to encourage them at afa.net. The brave men and women who serve and protect our families deserve our respect and our appreciation. The American Family Association supports law enforcement, and we hope you'll join us in showing your support on Sunday, June 13th. Visit afa.net.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Here are some of our core values. AFA aims to evangelize the lost and disciple the believer. AFA aims to strengthen biblical marriages and equip parents to raise godly children. Thank you for standing with us as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
The AFA Cultural Institute, a video library of resources dealing with the discussions of our day.
Marriage and family, finances, how we know that the text of the Bible is actually what was originally written. The AFA Cultural Institute takes all of these topics and puts them in the hands of people to be able to equip them.
Start your library of the AFA Cultural Institute, now available for purchase as downloads or DVDs at afastore.net.
Transforming American culture and giving aid to the church. This is AFA at the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to AFA at the Core. I'm your host, Walker Wildman. Don't forget to check out our website, afr.net. More specifically, check out my show page, AFA at the Core show page. You can listen to this show and all past shows there on my podcast page at afr.net and on the afr.net. On the guest line with us is our good friend and often heard here on American Family Radio, Todd Starnes, host of the Todd Starnes Show. Todd, welcome to AFA at the Core.
Walker, it's great to hang out with you. Thank you so much.
Glad to have you on for the first time. I had Steve Dace on a few weeks ago, so you're only my third or fourth guest. So it's good to have you on today. Hey, I wanted to talk about this story. Actually, ironically, this is a report out of CNN that was done a few days ago, but it's talking about this spike in crime, and at this point, it's more of a steady crime spree going on in Democrat-run cities. This has been going on for years now. This is nothing new. But this report is new in the sense that CNN ran a report about Walgreens stores and CVS as well in San Francisco and how they're having to close up to 17 stores now because they can't stop thieves from stealing their products in Walgreens across San Francisco. So I'm going to play this clip. This is about 2 minutes long, and then I'll get your input on this. Clip one, let's listen.
Wait till you see this brazen crime caught on video in the heart of San Francisco. Shoppers were inside a Walgreens and they watched in shock as a masked bicyclist rolled in and began shoplifting, filling a trash bag with merchandise.
So a store security guard was standing there watching. You'll see it. It's part of a disturbing trend in the Bay Area. And CNN's Dan Simon has the video.
Shoplifters usually try to conceal their crimes.
Wow.
Not this one at a Walgreens in San Francisco. The thief grabbing items off the shelves and filling up a garbage bag, even as a security guard observes from feet away. Moments later, he bolts away from the store on a Lyft bike. The guard attempting to grab the bag, but the thief gets away with the large haul.
It's hard for me as a journalist to say, I won't be involved. I can't get involved. I have to be sort of neutral.
The viral video captured by local ABC reporter Leanne Melendez laid bare the lawlessness, further eroding the image of one of America's most beloved cities.
I live in the city and I see this constantly.
Indeed, it has happened so constantly that Walgreens says it has shuttered 17 of its stores in San Francisco over the past 5 years, mainly due to theft.
When you see that,
all right, well, there you have it, Todd. We'll end it there. But basically, Todd, only 3% of those that are caught stealing anything in San Francisco actually end up in jail. 3%, Todd. This is Biden's America.
Well, this is what happens when you dismantle police departments, you defund police departments, and then you declaw them. You don't allow them to do their jobs. And that's the big problem in San Francisco, where there are ordinances, laws on the books, that do not allow prosecutors to go after shoplifters. Anything under $950 that you steal in San Francisco, they consider that a misdemeanor. Well, these criminals, they be, again, criminals, but they're not stupid. And they understand that if they go out there and they steal something and it's under $950, nothing's going to happen to them. And that's why you are seeing these brazen attacks, like the guy on the bicycle who just literally, strolled in, rolled into the Walgreens and just started stuffing all sorts of merchandise into that big giant trash bag where the video has gone viral. But Walker, the other part of this story, there was a security guard there, and people are complaining about the security guard. Well, how could the security guard didn't try to stop the guy? Well, they're not allowed to. Mm-hmm. Walgreens will not allow any of its employees to try and stop someone from breaking the law in their stores because it's just too dangerous. And so that's why you have this free-for-all, and that's why the Walgreens are shutting down, CVS Pharmacy shutting down. As a matter of fact, there's not even a Gap retail store left in San Francisco. They just can't afford to stay open because of the thievery.
Yeah, Todd, this right here exposes the big lie of what is called criminal justice reform. Across the country, and we even had a bill passed under the Trump administration. We've had bills across the country called criminal justice reform. Some of them may be good. Some parts of the bills may be good, the laws. But there is this narrative amongst the media and the Democrats that as long as it's not a violent crime, then it's no crime at all. As long as it's not violent, then people shouldn't go to jail. But Todd, this is considered a nonviolent crime, but look at the damage it's done.
But Walker, it's not just nonviolent crimes, and you're 1,000% correct. In New York City, they passed something called bail reform, which means that you literally have to beat someone to death to be held without bail in New York City. There has, over the past 5 or 6 months, there have been a number of stories coming out of New York City where people have been beaten up. They have been attacked, and their attackers, they get arrested. And then the judge turns right around and lets them out of jail because they have to under these new bail reform laws.
Yeah, this is insane. But this is what happens when you put Democrats who are anti-American, anti-law enforcement. This is what happens when you put them in charge of your government. So a warning to American citizens out there, watch your six if you're in a Democrat-run city. Hey, Todd, you wrote a book, I think it's within the past year or two, maybe been 3 years ago, but Cultural Jihad is basically what your book is about. Tell us a little bit about it and what you talk about in the book about how folks can step up and help try to save America.
Walker, this book came out in 2019, and this was really when the cancel culture movement was coming to the forefront. And a lot of people thought I was off my rocker in the conservative community because of some of the things I wrote about. I was warning people they were going to start tearing down statues, and they were going to start banning paintings and books and music and films because of the color of the person's skin. This idea about white privilege. And I wrote about this. The book is called Culture Jihad. And the reason why I use the word jihad, when the Taliban would invade a country, the first thing they did, Walker, they would attack that country's culture, and they would literally turn that country's culture, the museums, the artwork, the statues, into piles of rubble. And I realized this was happening here in the United States of America. And so I coined the phrase culture jihad. It is a bloodless jihad, but still it is a jihad nevertheless. And I think the cover of the book really scared people. It was the United States Capitol on fire. And of course, the book turned out to be a little prophetic because here we are just a few years removed. The book came out in 2019. Here we are in 2021. And we are watching these culture jihadists literally dig up the dead bodies of Confederate war generals in Memphis, Tennessee, for example, and also banning books like To Kill a Mockingbird and now even Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, this is insanity, and you're exactly right. This book was prophetic, and you know the issue here is that is eerily similar, Todd. What you talked about, what the Islamists do, what the radical jihadists do, radical Muslim jihadists do in the Middle East and in other parts of the world, where basically they wipe out a society, wipe out any type of history and culture from the society, and they start over from scratch and implement Sharia law. One other thing I want to mention is you got a new book coming out this week, right? Tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll let you go.
Yes, so we've gone from the Capitol burning on the book cover to biscuits. it's my very first devotional book called Our Daily Biscuits, Devotion with a Drawl, and it's a collection of great, inspirational Southern stories, great recipes that we compiled from our readers and listeners, and it goes on sale Tuesday in bookstores across America. And we really do hope folks enjoy this. We needed a little break, a little bit of humor, Walker, and what better way to enjoy life than a hot buttermilk biscuit and a glass of sweet tea.
Yeah, that's good stuff, Todd. Hey, we got, on a serious note, we got people across the country waking up. Parents are waking up to what's going on. People are fighting back. Conservative states are fighting back against this encroach on our Constitution. We had that Supreme Court victory just this week when it comes to the Catholic Adoption Agency. So there's some good news items going on across the country, Todd, where we have people actually fighting back.
It is a great thing. And it's really thanks in large part to you, Walker, and this next generation of conservative Christians who are out there standing on the front lines, willing to talk about the big issues of the day. And that's why I say, God bless American Family Association. God bless American Family Radio. You guys really are providing the voice for the people in this country. And you really are freedom's blowtorch across this great country.
Amen. God bless you, Todd. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Walker.
All right. God bless you. That's Todd Starnes from The Todd Starnes Show. You can go to toddstarnes.com to check out his website, find out more information about a couple of his books that he's got out that we just talked about. But there, the story, folks, out of San Francisco is telling. I mean, we need to look at this. America needs to look at San Francisco. You can look at other cities as well. But San Francisco, look at this and say, is this the America we want? Do we want radical Democrats, anti-police Democrats to run our cities, the cities that we want to raise our families in, the states we want to raise our families in? Is this the type of area, the type of city, the type of behavior that we want going on in our city? And the answer to that should be an absolute no. We have to, not only ourselves, step up and stop these radicals from taking over our country, but we need to convince those around us to do the same. Because people, look, there are people electing these Democrats in public office, not just at the national level, but look, San Franciscans, the people of San Francisco They elected this Democrat to run the city. They elected this Democrat mayor and all these lefties to run the city, and they're running the city into the ground, quite literally. And we've got to stop this train right in the tracks. We cannot allow this cancer of anti-American, the new Democrat Party, which is against everything this country was founded on, we cannot let them take over any more institutions, any more areas. We must begin instead playing offense and taking back the territory that has been lost in our country. Another story I wanted to mention was the what we've been seeing go on in recently in Buckhead, Georgia, just right outside of Atlanta. And we've seen where the crime from Atlanta is bleeding over to cities like Buckhead. And the citizens of this small town in Georgia called Buckhead, they're fighting. It's more of a suburb of Atlanta. But this Buckhead area, these residents are trying to basically secede from Atlanta, become their own municipality, so that they can create their own police department and run their own city and squash the crime, the rise in crime that's going on. This is a very wealthy part of Atlanta, the Buckhead area within Atlanta city limits. These residents have said they've had enough with the high crime. They've had enough with the Democrat-run Atlanta. And they want their own city where they can have their own police department and their own mayor to stop this nonsense. Well, maybe we just don't need a Democrat running the city of Atlanta. Maybe that would fix it. Instead of just fixing Buckhead, why don't we fix Atlanta and stop letting Democrats run these big cities? And you know, it's corporate America oftentimes that supports the Democrat Party. I mean, look, when you look at elections, whether it be local, state, federal, oftentimes it's these corporations that are funding these political action committees, funding these left-wing campaigns across the country. But what happens is, and what is so ironic, is that the same companies that typically support Democrats, they are suffering from Democrat policies. Democrat policies of higher taxes, of more crime, of stagnant wages, of inflation. I mean, these companies, we've seen story after story where companies leave New York State, they leave California, and they move into Texas or Florida or Mississippi or Tennessee. These are left-leaning companies. Amazon, Nike, car companies. They move to conservative states. Why? Because it's more financially sustainable from a business standpoint, and they're bringing their liberal values to conservative states, trying to flee Democrat-run states, and they're bringing their liberal values with them. I've talked to people in Texas that say, look, if left-leaning corporations want to come set up shop in Texas and create jobs and business and more revenue for the state, that's great. But leave your liberal values wherever you come from. Don't bring them to Texas. AFA at the core. We'll be back in a few minutes for the last segment here on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
And my father, your great-grandfather, fought in World War II.
Really?
He was a gunner on the big ship out in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Your great-grandmother did her part, too.
Was she on a ship?
Oh, no. She stayed back home. She and a lot of her friends worked really hard in a factory because the men had gone off to war.
Ooh.
And they held scrap metal drives to help in the war effort. The folks back home were heroes, too.
Here at the American Family Association, we consider you the heroes back home. As you fulfill your responsibility of caring for your family day to day, your partnership with us is crucial as we fight the enemies of freedom in America. Thank you for your commitment to the American Family Association.
Grandpa, what's a scrap metal drive?
Let's get some cookies, and I'll tell you all about it.
One of the common areas in our office has some beautiful flowers in a vase every day. They change color and types throughout the year. But one day last winter, I finally slowed down long enough to smell those beauties. There was no smell, and it turned out...
Those are fake.
You know, flowers can look so real, but have no life. Just like so many folks who look like they really belong to Jesus Christ, but there's no life there. Jesus described people who would come before him on Judgment Day with lots of Christian credentials, but no real faith. He says that he will tell them that he never knew them. That's why the Bible says to examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. The time to realize that you don't really know him is now. You can avoid being turned away by acknowledging what Jesus did on the cross for you. Being real and honest about your sin and wanting Jesus to take over your life as your Savior in your heart. We'd love to help you get started. Call us at 888-NEED-HIM or chat with us at chataboutjesus.com.
Oh, Lord, please let me make it. Please, Lord. Come on, come on.
American Family Association.
Man.
Or American Family Radio.
I missed the show again.
Can't find the time to catch the live shows? No worries.
Wait, what?
You can listen and download all your favorite shows for free.
For free?
That's right, for free. Just visit the podcast page on AFR.net.
Ooh, Lord.
AFR.net.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training. Here's another of our core values. We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live. Thank you for standing with us as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values. And we thank you for your support. AFA at the Core podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to AFA at the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to AFA at the Core. This is our last segment here on American Family Radio. Don't forget to check out our website, AFR.net, and download our AFR app. But don't just go to our app and don't just go to our website, but make sure you go to my show page. AFA at the Core, make sure you go to my show page. The name of the show is AFA at the Core. You can find my show not only on our app, but also on our website, AFR.net. Speaking of, like I did in the previous segment, about how the Democrat Party is the party against America, they're the anti-American party. That's what they should be called over and over again. Well, Biden, President Biden and his Department of Defense, they are recommending different reading materials, which is pretty common practice, pretty commonplace. More specifically, our U.S. Navy, they are recommending reading materials, and one of the reading materials is from a fella named Ibram Kendi. The title of his book is How to Be an Anti-Racist. How noble is that book? How to Be an Anti-Racist. I'm going to play clip two here. This is Tucker Carlson of Fox News giving us a little backgrounder on this book and what is actually in the book. Clip two, let's listen.
What are American military officers reading these days? Well, let's see. A subliterate pamphlet on how the United States is a disgusting, immoral country that must be changed immediately and forever. That tract is entitled How to Be an Anti-Racist. It is written by a former University of Florida professor called Henry Rogers, who, now that he is rich and famous, goes by his revolutionary name, Ibram X. Kendi. The book is garbage. Actually, it's worse than that. Not only is it embarrassingly stupid, it is poisonous. Kendi's premise is as simple as he is. Any system that produces unequal outcomes must be racist, period. That's it. That's the entire thesis. And Kendi applies it to everything. If some people make more money than other people, then the economy is racist. If Ibram X. Kendi decides there aren't enough black astrophysicists, then astrophysics is, by definition, racist. If it rains in a black neighborhood but not across town, then what you're watching is weather racism. Actually, Kendi didn't really write that, probably because he has no detectable sense of humor. But there's no question that he believes it. The book is that militantly dumb. So how do we respond to all of this racism in the United States? Well, Kendi provides a solution. Quote, "The only remedy to racist discrimination is anti-racist discrimination." He actually wrote that. In other words, his book against racism promotes racism. Now, you'd think that might be a red flag for people, contradicting as it does the founding principles of the country as well as basic human decency, but no. The people in charge love the book. It's all over corporate America. You can probably pick up a free copy at your HR department tomorrow morning if you want.
Well, there you have it. This is a book being recommended for reading to the U.S. Navy. And here is the excerpt from this author's website. It says, "From National Book Award-winning author of Stamped from the Beginning comes a refreshing approach that will radically reorient America on the urgent issues of race, justice, and equality." Doesn't that kind of sound familiar? Remember Barack Hussein Obama said, we're going to fundamentally change America. That's what he said. President Obama said, he said, we're going to fundamentally change America. This author said that this approach that he is proposing will, quote, radically reorient America. So the America we have today is a bad America. That's the logical conclusion. And this is what we hear from Democrats all the time, right? America is a bad country. We're bad. We're all bad, and we need to change America. We need to reimagine America. This is, when I talk about the enemy from within, this is what I'm talking about. This is the enemy from within. How? Why? The U.S. Navy is recommending this radical anti-American book for reading from our U.S. military members. We are teaching our own military to hate America. This is basically a coup attempt through propaganda to radicalize our military members to hate it, their very own country that they're here to serve. When you look at the recommended reading material, and Tucker Carlson talked about this a little bit, I just couldn't bring in the clip, but when you look at what other countries teach their military, what other countries recommend their military members read, it's books that inspire, that build up patriotism, nationalism, protectionism, which is what the whole point of the military is to protect the homeland, to protect and serve the country that they're in. But not here in America, folks. We are here to brainwash our military to hate their very own country and the country that they're supposed to be serving. Congressman Jim Bakes in the House of Representatives, he actually questioned Navy Admiral Mike Gilday. Admiral Mike Gilday is the Chief of Naval Operations. And here's the exchange between Congressman Jim Bakes and this Navy Admiral. Clip three, let's listen.
Kendi's book states that capitalism is essentially racist. And Kendi is clear that racism must be eliminated. So yes or no? Do you personally consider advocating for the destruction of American capitalism to be extremist?
Here's what I know, Congressman.
It's a yes
There's
or no
racism
question,
Admiral. In the United States Navy.
Admiral, you recommended every sailor in the United States Navy read this book. It's a yes or no question.
I'm not forcing anybody to read the book. It's on a recommended reading list.
Admiral, did you read the book?
I did.
Admiral, you said you read this book. What part of this book is redeeming and qualifies as something that every sailor in the United States Navy should read it?
About his own journey as an African-American in this country, what he's experienced.
Let me ask you again, Admiral. Do you expect that after sailors read this book that says that the United States Navy is racist, that we will increase or decrease morale, cohesion, and recruiting rates into the United States Navy?
I think we'll be a better Navy from having open, honest conversations about racism.
You know, we are so weak as a nation. Our leaders, they are a bunch of wimps. We have taken things that we should all be proud of. Patriotism, nationalism, capitalism, protectionism, all of these terms, all of these values that are traditionally good American values, we are flipping all of those upside down, and we are teaching the extreme opposite. Even the term nationalist or nationalism has been painted as this big, bad term and ideology. Nationalism simply teaches the belief that our nation, America, in this case, that we should first and foremost look out for the interest of our very own country. Imagine that. You know, issues like trade. I mean, this was basically what President Trump, then candidate Trump, ran on and why he won. Issues like trade, economics, military. All of these issues, looking at them, looking out for the best interest of our country, of America, of our homeland, that is nationalism. There is nothing wrong with that. Every country should be looking out for their very own interest. That is natural. Just like each of us look out for the interest of our home, of our family. We protect our family. That's protectionism. That is not a bad thing. Capitalism. Capitalism built America. It allows people to come from nothing and create something. To come from terrible situations and make a generational change. Change the outcome of future generations. That's what America has done. But instead, the Democrats have taken all these things that are typically good things, they're noble things, they've flipped them upside down, they've labeled them as bad, and now people are ashamed. People don't want to talk about how they're patriots. People don't want to talk about how great the American flag is. You know, I wonder how many people aren't hanging the American flag outside of their home because they're afraid to be labeled or vandalized. Because after all, right, the American flag is bad, huh? That's what they say. Let's burn the American flag. America's racist. That's why we've got to be what Abraham Hamilton III calls countercultural. We've got to create our own culture within the Christian community. a culture that is not afraid to stand up for what God's word says. We talked about this in the first segment. The Catholic Adoption Agency there in Philadelphia, they said, no, we're not placing children in homosexual homes. Why? Because that is not looking out for the best interest of the children. That is a firm Christian Orthodox view of a biblical Christianity. That is not radical. That's not far-fetched. That's not new. Marriage is between a man and a woman, and placing a child in a situation that is outside of that is not good for the child. Children, and this study after study show this, children do best in every single area. They do best when raised by a father and a mother in the home. That is not just biblical, which that should be enough, but all of the science, the social science, the studies, everything shows that a man-woman household, marriage, raising children is the best, the prime situation for a child and for the parents. And so we've got to fight for that. We've got to defend that. We've got to be proud of that. That's nothing to be ashamed of. This virtue, this principle that business owners, that privately owned businesses who happen to be Christians, they should be able to operate their business that they started, that they 100% own. They should be able to operate that business according to their personal beliefs. That is something to be proud of. That is nothing to be ashamed of. That is worth defending. The simple reality that God created us male and female, boy and girl, man and woman, from birth. There are no other sexes. There is two sexes, male and female. That is how God created us, how God uniquely designed us. And there is no changing that. I cannot become a girl. I am a man. I am a boy. I am a male. There is no changing that. I can have surgery after surgery. I can inject all kind of fluids into my body. I can do all these hormone treatments whatnot. It will not change my DNA. It will not change how God created me. And so stating and defending and basing policy on the reality that there are only two sexes, male and female, that should be something we should be proud to do. Something that is non-controversial. So folks, I want to encourage you, let's retake culture. Let's create our own culture. And let's make it popular. Let's make it cool to defend godly values in America again. American Family Radio, AFA at the core. I'm your host, Walker Wildman. We'll see you next week.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.